Welcome to Messenger Files Monday, a special presentation of Georgian Bay Today on 560 CFOS.
I allow positive people in my life. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Messenger Files. I'm Carol Matthews. Today, our guest is Kate Large. Her name is Catherine Large, and I always call her Kate. She has written a book, Waiting in the Other Room, and Kate is from Aurora, Colorado. So I'm really looking forward to talking with her. And her book is just amazing. I just love it. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so nice to talk to you again.
Yes, this is exciting.
Yes, as everybody knows, because I've been talking about it forever, that you are the designer of my website and many, many more. My website, carolmatthewsintuitive.com. And the interesting thing about that is Kate and I have never met. Okay, we've never met in person. We have only just talked on the telephone and by email. Technology.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
And now you've done this book, and you're also, it's really great that you are helping people with this. And you know, Kate, nothing is by accident. I haven't really discussed this part with you, but you know that we set up the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was just going through the book while I was getting the show ready, and we set up the show last night. You were originally on for November the 30th, right?
Right.
Well, something kept telling me that I had to have you on today. And I mean, I know what my topics are for the next 2 months, but somehow you had to be. Well, your book is about, one of the main things it's about is your father, Big Jim, who passed away.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I truly believe that our guardian angels are around us around Christmas, Thanksgiving, yes, important birthdays, and the anniversary of when they left.
Mm-hmm.
And October the 31st, I learned from the book, is when he left.
Yes.
Isn't that so cool? Because you are here now talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, Kate, the book is waiting in the other room, and we are going to be giving some lucky listener the book. What prompted you to write the book?
Well, as you mentioned, Daddy died on October 31st back in 2005, and he was in open-heart surgery when he died. Mm-hmm. And just within a few minutes of learning of his death, he was here.
Wow.
And he was freaking out my puppy, and he kept coming back and found all these creative ways to let me know he was still here. And it really gave me a lot of comfort.
It does,
to know
that
he was here.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, he's wanting to write a book.
Wow.
And the point was to provide a serene peace and comfort to those who are grieving, that our loved ones are okay in spirit and that their love lives forever.
Well, you know, Kate, before we take a break, and I'm, of course, you're going to be back with us, I'm just going to read a testimonial, and this is just sort of to let people know what the book is about, and you had sent me this. It's from a lady named Donna. Kate's book, Waiting in the Other Room, is extremely helpful to anyone who has lost a loved one and wondered whether they could connect with them on the other side of the veil. I, Donna says, have been told that daily meditation could connect you to the spirit world, so I prayed and meditated daily in an attempt to connect with the deceased husband, who I'd been married to for 34 years when he passed of cancer. After some time had passed, I started hearing a voice in my head that talked to me just like he used to, but I wondered if I was just imagining it or my mind was playing tricks on me. After reading Kate's book and her experiences with her dad, I realized that I am really hearing my deceased husband. He even teases me about my lousy driving skills, like he did when he was alive. I highly recommend Kate's book. It is well worth reading and buying. Donna Roberts. That is such a wonderful testimonial. And, you know, it is so true, Kate, because people know, as you know, I'm a medium, and you do my website, so you know what I'm all about. And I truly believe that, yes, we do connect with them, and they are there for us. And your book is really, really showing this. I love it. And what it says here, beautiful picture of you, by the way.
Thank you.
The physical world taught her to fear death, but Kate let that fear go and has embraced the continued gift of life after death as taught by her deceased father, Big Jim. She is a healer of the light with human words, working with her angelic entourage to share comfort and love. And that really, really does sum it up about what you're doing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, well, as you said, Carol, the grief we experience after the death of a loved one, it takes us to another world.
Oh, yes.
It's a surreal reality where we function like we're on autopilot and mm-hmm. we're just drowning in the sadness. But then at the same time, we feel that love within us, and it's confusing because our physical brain is telling us they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Their heart is saying they're still with us.
That's right.
And Daddy tells me that when we acknowledge that they're really still with us, it's like applause, and they can't get enough of it.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I love it because that is so true. And I myself, as many, I have lost, not lost, but many people that I have loved have passed on, and it is just so comforting, definitely comforting. My guest today is Kate Large, and she, among many, many things, Kate has written a book called Waiting in the Other Room. I just want to read this book, of course, for those that have just tuned in, is a story of your father, Big Jim, and you and he wrote a book. But the good thing about, the interesting thing about this, it was after he passed away. And on page 39, love binds us together forever. Big Jim communicates with my mom through songs, Kate says. Daddy was a whistler, and he was very good at it. While visiting my mom, I noticed that she whistles now. I commented on this, and she said that songs will just get stuck in her head, and she finds herself singing, humming, or whistling them. I asked her to think about the songs. Were they songs that Daddy liked? She thought about it and agreed, yes, they are. Then she told me that sometimes a song will wake her up in the morning. I laughed and asked, what song? The answer was, Wake Up Little Susie by the Air Beverly Brothers. My mom's name is Sue. Love it. It's so, this is such an interesting book. And, you know, and I look at a book, and I know you're very much like me, Kate, where you just go from place to place sometimes what moves you,
mm-hmm.
you know, so... you know, Kate, we have a lady, Hillary, she's calling from Sable Beach, and apparently she wants to know there's an experience she had with her sister. So I'm going to have her come on right now, and perhaps you can help her too. Hello, Hillary.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Great. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, my sister passed away in 2006,
okay.
and she had the cottage beside our cottage,
mm-hmm.
and this year, coming up to the anniversary of her death, we have a little garden and memory of her, and we had put in some plants, and we had a stepping stone with her her cancer sign, you know, her zodiac sign,
yes,
yeah, and we have little rocks around it. Now our cats go out on leashes and never go in this little garden, but just a day or so before the anniversary of my sister, and she's on my mind, our oldest cat went over and got in the garden and laid on the stone.
Oh.
Now, a friend of ours up here that has two teenage girls, she had made me little figures of me going in the beach in the water with my noodle and my sister holding a pie, and I have them on the headboard of the bed. And that night she came in and knocked my sister's figure down onto the pillow.
Oh.
And I just have the feeling, is she telling me my sister is here?
I feel that she is, and that's where I come from. What do you think, Kate? Can you help Hillary?
I think so too, Hillary, and please accept my sympathies for the death of your loved one. But we do have to acknowledge that when we see these things, so you've already seen them, and now you're acknowledging them, and Daddy says that it's just like applause. It makes them so happy when we let them know that we know that they're with us.
Yes. And so is that what she's doing? Is she, through my cat, letting me know that she's still here?
Yes, I really think she is. And something I can recommend to you, Hillary, is to sit and think of the wonderful, wonderful experiences that you had with her and the love that you shared. And when you do that, you raise your vibration to more closely match them. And if she'll be there, and you may hear or see a picture, or, you know, take in whatever she gives to you to let you know that she's with you. You may just feel like this wonderful, loving presence of her.
Mm-hmm.
but she will let you know that she's with you. And the more you think of the wonderful things together, the more you move into that source of love, mm-hmm. and you more closely match her vibration. Mm-hmm. Because when we're grieving, you know, there's fear in that, mm-hmm. and it lowers our vibration, and it's harder for them to communicate with us. Mm-hmm. But when we focus on the love and experience that and really embrace that to us, it raises our vibration so we more closely match theirs, and then we understand the things that they're trying to get across to us mm-hmm. more clearly.
Well, it's just even in the last few days, we're getting ready to pack up for the cottage for the year, mm-hmm. and she's just been on my mind all the time. Isn't that funny?
Well, she's with you, honey. She's with you, and she's trying to let you know how much she loves you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoying your show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for sharing that
thank
with
you.
Us and with
Bye.
Our listeners.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Kate. Mm-hmm. Waiting in the other room. It provides support and comfort to those who are grieving the physical loss of a loved one through experiences of continued communication with those who are waiting in the other room. I just, a great title. Now, how can people, you have a promotion going on right now, and
yes.
you know, I'm going to have you back on the 30th. I hope that you can, I'm sure you haven't taken it out of your day timer because that's when it was supposed to be. But
okay.
I'd like
there.
To have you back on because we want to talk about it again. Now,
okay.
how can people get this book?
Just go to the soulkisses.com website. That's www.soulkisses.com. And there are two large pictures of the book on the homepage. And just click on that. It will take you directly to the promotion. And you can order the book through Amazon. Then be sure to come back to the website and register for the prizes that we're going to be drawing for on November the 20th. And 22nd. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be drawing in November, and then there are lots of bonus gifts from other people, sponsors, who are helping me to promote the book, and actually, you're on there, too.
Yes,
so
I am.
They can click into the other sponsors' websites and learn about them and download their free bonus gifts.
And actually, our numerologist, Paul Thompson, is going to be on there also. We're just getting that all together as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's, I think it's an amazing site. And I want to thank you so much. And I really do plan to go more into the book when I have you on the 30th. So thank you for sharing this with us because it's a great book.
And thank you for having me on.
Okay, and Big Jim is proud.
Oh, Big Jim is sitting right here on the love seat in my office with this huge grin, being very quiet because he's not allowed to talk to me while I'm on the radio.
Who's the parent now, right?
I get easily distracted. Yeah. He can't talk to me while I'm on the radio.
I know what you mean. That's my life also. Okay, I thank you so much, Kate, and we will be in touch.
Okay, honey. Have
okay.
a great day, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right, thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Carol.
And I'm going to read, this is our thought, Pennies from Heaven. Lori Payne's father, Richard, passed away in April 2002, and his death was very difficult for both her and her mother. I was very close to my father and took his loss very hard. Soon after Lori's dad passed, her mother had a dream in which he came to her, sat on the bed, and smiled. The dream provided some relief for the mother, okay? She still struggled with her grief, though, and so did Lori. I never had that, and I wanted so to know that he was okay. Then one afternoon, as Lori and her mother prepared to go out, the mother looked down and spotted a penny glinting on the floor. She picked it up. You realize that when you find a penny, someone from heaven is sending you their love. Lori's mom held up the 1 cent piece and said, "I love you, Richard." Though amused by the thought, Lori didn't give it much credence, and off they went on their outing. I didn't think about it anymore. She has since changed her mind. Almost every day after finding that first penny, Lori has found and still finds pennies on the ground in various locations. She always finds the pennies lying heads up. Lori does not hesitate to share her story and hopes it will help others deal with the loss of a loved one.
Don't know the right things to say, so I pretend away.
You've been listening to The Messenger Files on Georgian Bay Today. Join us again next Monday. Visit Carol Matthews anytime on 560CFOS.ca.